Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Welcome one and all to the new and improved Slacker and Steve show.
You sure?
Absolutely. It's new and improved. It's totally it's new. This is the new and improved.
Maybe different?
Yep.
What about?
Oh, I need to get rid of that. Okay. Sorry, we're a little harried today. We want to talk about food injuries, though,
yay,
right now.
You got injured. You buy food. Go leave a man down, man behind.
Dez Bryant, whoever that is.
Oh, he's a famous NFL player.
There it is. That's why I don't know. If he played guitar for Van Halen, I'd know. He has missed the last three games due to a knee injury.
Practice? Or
yeah. Oh, you didn't know we do sports stuff now? So keep him out of your fantasy lineup. No, but actually... he did something else. He's got a hand injury, a finger issue. He suffered a major injury while making soup.
Soup? By opening the can?
No, I think he cut it. He was chopping up carrots. He's not a canned soup guy. I'm going to make my soup fresh.
That's the worst. Homemade soup is awful. It's the worst tasting soup ever.
Dude.
It is. It doesn't taste like canned soup.
You know that we're under a microscope to keep the show on track.
Soup rocks.
I'm just going to say this. I'm not a soup person. I don't like soup that much. But given the choice between anything that you have to add a can of water to sucks.
Some soup, not the non-condensed kind, that you just pour in the heat it up.
Can we be honest about soup?
What's that?
With you?
Okay.
I know you.
Yeah, I'm a condensed.
You buy the condensed kind and you don't add the water.
I put you're right, about a quarter of it in there. I want it thicker. Yeah. That's what Dez Bryant, you get a yak. That's what he should have done.
Because I know you eat something gross like bean and bacon.
The best. I wouldn't even put water in I'll just right out of the can.
Yeah, and yes. Not even warm it up.
Thank you.
So gross.
That's
congealed
the best.
Fat is what you're eating.
They should just call it that. They'd sell more.
Steve's congealed fat soup. Anyway, he was chopping carrots for his homemade soup.
You don't want big carrots anyway. That's for stew. Anyway, back to him.
Yeah. No, carrots are important.
They don't want big.
Because you're used to
small little pieces.
It's
yes.
They shot it out of a shotgun.
Yes.
It's Anyway, to get back to what we're talking about.
What's that?
Food injuries.
Oh, yeah.
The time you hurt yourself with carrots. There's another dude who tore a 1-inch hole. Is it really 1 inch? Oh, my God. I guess it is.
But he deserves it. I'm glad this happened
to him. He was eating one of those ghost peppers.
Because you're an idiot. Enough with the ghost pepper stuff. Just shut up. It was never meant to be eaten or consumed by humans. Enough.
I like spicy food.
To the point where get skin grafts.
No, I don't.
And an inch long gouges in my esophagus.
Yes. Somehow.
How is that enjoyable?
It's not. Like hot spicy food is enjoyable.
It's not enjoyable.
No, spicy food is enjoyable.
No,
but
this
not
happens.
This hot.
No,
no,
you get
I'm
injured.
I'm talking about like a Hatch New Mexico chili.
Me too.
Not
that's all. If it's got paprika, forget it.
I'm going to say this as another side note. Steve has we've eaten we've gone to a Mexican restaurant and their green chili tastes like bean and bacon soup. There's literally nothing in it. But because it has the word chili in it, he'll dip the corner of a chip in it, put it towards his mouth and be like, oh, God. He turns into Chris Farley. What the hell is that?
It's not
it
pleasurable.
It has the word chili in it. That doesn't make it hot.
It makes it unpleasant.
It doesn't.
It screams, don't eat this.
Anyway, the guy's got an inch long. I guess what's that chemical? It's whatever the chemical is that's in a pepper.
You're the foodie.
It ripped a hole in it. Well, I don't know. I like
what's the death poison that's in a ghost pepper?
You know what? Here's where we know we're in trouble.
Why?
Because now management's got little D coming in to correct us. So what?
Capsaicin.
There it is.
What's it called?
Capsaicin.
What is that?
That's the thing that makes it
just stop
hot.
Eating it and we wouldn't have these stupid stories.
No, but capsaicin will make you thin. It ramps up your metabolism. True story.
Huh, do you have any of that in liquid form? Or
that... I feel like I could chop it up and you'd snort it. But anyway, he's got an inch hole.
And, good, an inch hole.
In his esophagus.
Good.
He went in the, he's in the hospital for 3 weeks.
Stop making fun of me.
He does have a special tube implanted in his throat so he could eat food again.
Like the ghost pepper? Yeah, he's going back for more.
Let's do a ghost pepper challenge! Shove it in my drink hole!
By the way, real quick, you know what takes away the sting of that? Everyone wants to drink milk. You're not supposed to drink milk. You're supposed to eat honeydew lemon or melon. Honeydew melon takes away from the ghost pepper. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you why either.
No, I don't want you knowing why. I'm going to tell you why liquid doesn't work.
Why?
Because it spreads it.
No.
Yes, that's why liquid doesn't work. Everybody's like, milk because it's creamy.
No, you're right. It spreads it. That's why you should honey the capsaicin milk around. Or bean and bacon soup without adding water.
Sugar?
No.
Yeah, you put granules on top of it.
What does that do?
It's like when a kid barfs on the ground,
right?
And you don't want it there.
That's what sugar.
You throw kitty litter on top of it.
That's right. It soaks it up.
Soaks it up. Sugar in your mouth soaks the capsaicin up.
Cane form or is a granulator? Can I just eat a candy bar?
Matters.
Can I just drink a soda?
No.
And that'll take back to liquidy.
It has to be the, yes, it's the.
Just don't eat a ghost pepper. We won't have these problems.
Okay. If anybody's still listening, I want to apologize for something real quick. About 5 minutes ago, I said, welcome to the new and improved Slacker and Steve.
You're the one who oversold it.
My bad. My bad. We're actually...
I think it's just me, probably.
It's both of us.
Ghost pepper.
Then there's a North Carolina couple who arrested after a police said they assaulted each other with one of the most deadly weapons known to man.
What?
Pizza rolls.
Dude, I'll give you that. When that little blob of cheese that squirts, oh my gosh, it's worse than the atomic whatever.
I think you're getting it wrong, though.
What?
It's not the cheese where the heart comes.
It's the sauce. Yes. Yep. Whatever squirts. Oh.
Yeah, it's the sauce squirts out on you, and it's like, and that you get that third degree burn in your mouth.
And then
it's the sauce, and then if you have meat in there, it's because the meat is greasy. It's like the greasy, yes, and I'm using a Z in that on purpose.
Yeah.
Like the greasy pepperoni, the greasy sausage.
You're right, man.
Yeah.
And then the cheese will make a cling to your lip, and you can't pull it. Yeah. It's like a deadly triumphant. Yep. Yes.
It's just like stuck on your face, and your face is melting off, and you're like, I have Totino's pizza roll mouth.
You should eat that. Take away the ghost pepper that you're supposed to eat the Totino. Yeah.
Dude, I have a challenge. What? We shove ghost peppers inside pizza rolls.
Okay.
We shoot. Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go.
We Russian roulette it. We put a ghost pepper inside one pizza roll.
All right.
We nuke them all for 30 seconds past the recommended amount of time.
And then we take turns.
And we spin the wheel and we're like, grab one.
No matter what.
Yeah, everybody's going down, but somebody's going down.
I need honeydew melon. Yes. Where's my honeydew melon?
How'd we do, Lil D? Break one of the new improved. All right. So anyway, if you've injured yourself with food, we don't even care what it is.
Right.
Food somehow hurt you. Maybe you hurt yourself preparing food. Doritos, any of those things that could have cap and crunch.
Ooh,
mouth.
The killer.
What is your worst food injury, Tessa?
Yay!
Food injuries.
I stabbed a good half an inch to an inch into my palm with a chicken bone. While I was making fried chicken.
Okay, you're one of those people. Ugh.
First of all, you eat boneless. That solves that problem.
Boneless is the way to go.
It's the best way to go.
No, it's not. Chicken on the bone. It tastes because you get a little bit of that.
You're paying for bone.
Of all people, you would like it because you get more fat.
I just eat the skin anyways.
Yeah, you just fry the chicken. I'll throw that breast part away where the nutrients are. I'm just looking for the part soaked up all the grease and flour.
Thank you. There it is. You don't get stabbed ever.
So you're one of those people who cuts your own chicken up then.
Yeah, I was actually prepping at a restaurant, and so I was, reaching up into the bin, and I was being quick about it because I'm working, trying to make money, and I reached up into it and slammed into just the sharp enough bone, and when I pulled it down, there was still the chicken, hanging onto the palm.
So now, so you've got an open wound, and you've got salmonella sweeping into
it. Exactly. I was so scared of salmonella. I was running around bleeding, freaking out.
You're supposed to suck the poison salmonella out of it.
You're doing
it's like a snake bite.
It is. So now you have the stigmata then?
Exactly. Yeah.
You have chicken stigmata? You have never mind. You don't, never, okay.
I think I had that before, and now it's just worse.
There we go.
There we go. All right, thank you, Tess.
Ow.
Does not everybody know what stigmata means?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Christy.
Yay.
Stigmata.
No, food injury.
Whatever.
So I was at the ER once, and the ambulance brought in this guy who had a gunshot wound to the chest. Ooh. And he had to wait 45 minutes to be seen because they were working on a girl that had a 15-year-old girl that had a tortilla chip stuck in her throat.
That's, no, that sounds about right. Yeah. Oh,
I can honestly tell you, the time I cracked my head open and was bleeding, I was wearing a white shirt, yep, and I'm bleeding. I am covered in blood. I sat in the ER for 3 hours.
Dang, behind
a chick. I go inside.
With a Frito in her.
Hold on. This tortilla's pizza roll. The cheese is touching my lip. It was actually cutting off her breathing, and so it was like wedged in her throat?
No, it was just like poking her, so it was hurting her throat.
Yep.
She could still breathe.
That's worse than a gunshot wound.
Can you just put water down her throat and like soggy
that's
the chip?
That's what I suggested.
Nope.
Because you're afraid she was going to drown then,
yep,
or something.
That's what WebMD said, too.
Steve. That's weird.
No, but her life was poor. You got to save that. Tortilla chip over
can
gunshot.
Can you imagine your gunshot guy?
What the hell's going on with your
tortilla chip?
I would understand. I would understand.
Yeah, you would.
I would.
Thank you for the call, Christy. Danielle.
Yay.
Food injuries.
Yeah, so I was trying to open a crescent roll tube. I think Slacker, you were talking about this the other day.
Yeah, they're the bane of our existence. Yeah. They scare us. I've taken the power back, but yeah.
I'm totally scarred. I was trying to open one once, and you have to twist it, and then it's supposed to pop.
Yeah, you got to hit it.
This one wasn't popping, so I hit it on the counter.
Nope.
The little metal cap on the end of it burst off, hit the backsplash, came back, and hit me right in the mouth. I had a fat lip for a few days.
Oh, my God! Wow,
yeah. I've not seen that happen.
Don't mess, because it has that metal
disc. I've never had the metal come off. The only time the metal comes off is when you're opening the...
Crescent?
Cinnamon rolls ones because they have the frosting on the one end.
Yeah,
that
front
becomes a projectile.
That's true, too.
I don't know, but I haven't been able to even try to open one since. I'm so sorry.
Right? I would, too.
You have somebody, you go on Craigslist, I just want to do the crescent roll pigs in a blanket. Did somebody come open the tube for me?
Help me.
Wow.
Motorcycle helmet. That'll protect you next time.
Yes, full face.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for the call, Danielle. Ryan.
Yay!
Food injuries.
I was pulling a chicken pot pie out of the oven.
Here we
450
go.
Degrees.
Yep.
The container caved in the middle. And it spilled all over both of my thighs.
No!
Oh! Ah! Yeah. I'm going to say this. In my head, the two worst things in the world were Doritos and Totino's pizza roll, but I had forgotten chicken pot pie.
Because
that is just magma. No matter how long you let it sit there.
Or what flavor?
It could be there for 6 days, and you're like, it's got to be cooled down by now. And as soon as you're like, but it's burning its way into your crotch.
Oh,
and it was, my legs were like bubbling because it was so hot. My mom was sitting there helping me find an emergency room. My dad came into the kitchen and said, so are you going to eat this?
No, whatever. Meanwhile, you're dying over here.
Yeah, you want to eat the leftovers off my... do you have, skin? Is it weird now?
Oh, you're hideous.
No, it actually, for about 2 weeks, it took some healing time, and now it's completely back to normal.
Are you back on the pot pie horse? Can you still...
There's a pot pie horse?
I don't think I will ever eat another chicken pot pie in my life.
Right.
And I get that.
That's the best kind, too.
The chicken pot pie?
Yeah.
There's another kind of pot
exactly
pie? What other kind is there for real?
No, there's beef. I make all these ones.
They do
bubble gum and they got
shut up. Now you're just making up flavors.
Nope.
There's no such thing as a
cool
beef pot
ranch
pie.
Ranch flavored pot
hold
pie.
Hold on, here comes little D.
Turkey pot pie is the best thing on the face of the earth.
Turkey pot pie.
Can I just blow your
you're
mind?
You're a turkey guy.
Turkey pot pie and chicken pot pie are the same thing.
No, nope.
Poultry tastes
immensely
the same.
Nope.
Inside gravy.
One's gamier than
the other. It's not. They taste the same. There's no difference.
Two different birds.
Yep.
God, you guys.
You don't know your poultry.
We're doing a blind taste test.
Okay.
Of hot pies.
All right.
And you guys are not going to know.
I'm spilling mine on your thigh.
Different kinds of bird is not impressive to me, but knowing that there's a beef one, that blows my mind.
Yeah, there's shrimp, and then they got...
There is not a shrimp pot pie. Crystal. Crystal's been hurt.
Yay.
Food injury.
Okay, so it was Thanksgiving last year, and I had the mixer out making mashed potatoes.
Mm.
And I have...
long blonde hair to my waist, and I guess the mat that had fallen down over my shoulder, and within a split second, the beater had gone from my hair to my waist all the way to my scalp.
What?
Oh, you just like, you, it, like you got your hair. Oh, so it didn't pull your head down. It pulled the mixer up.
Yes. In half
Rapunzel
a second.
That mixer.
Yes.
Dang. And I'm going to tell you, mixers don't have a reverse. You're just,
they
no.
don't.
They you're, don't. Just, you're just, you're on it. Oh. Did it rip hair out?
Yes. Well, so my husband came, it continued to spin and just like beat my scalp.
Dang. At that and point, so, take your hand off the trigger. No, I guess it's the
switch to instant potatoes. Hello. Thank you. What do you mean it's better than God?
Let's not nothing is worth. No, oh, God.
It's
instant
the
potatoes
best.
Are.
Oh,
you are so wrong.
Yep. Crystal.
Anyway, how did you get it out?
So my husband comes rushing. I'm screaming for help. He comes rushing across the living room into the kitchen, and he backhands the mixer. And so the beaters, of course, stay stuck in my matted hair.
Oh,
and
the
mixer part goes flying across the kitchen.
He backhanded it.
Yeah, taught him a lesson.
It's probably part of his like karate training. Wow. That's a,
so
that's
hard
a food injury.
Me across the kitchen.
How were the potatoes that year?
Yeah,
then?
You didn't have any.
Bumpy?
I don't know. I was done after that. I took a hot bath and went to bed.
I hate Thanksgiving.
A boycott. Thank you, Crystal.
Dang.
Melissa.
Yay.
Yay. Food injury.
Yeah. Oh, I got a third degree burn on my face from flying flan.
Flan?
Yeah. I was making my own flan, and you have to make a caramel beforehand.
Ooh.
And that stuff is like liquid. Yeah. Yeah, the liquid napalm, though, when it's cooking, it can literally burn skin to the bone.
Oh,
and I tapped the spatula on the bowl, and it went and some of the stuff went flying up and hit me right in the face, right between the nose and the lip.
Oh no!
Like, ooh, right there, yeah.
You got burn. You're all hideous. Is there a mark there now? A burn?
A flan
discoloration.
Yeah, I looked like I had a giant herpy on my face for 2 weeks.
I swear it's flan.
I swear it's. I just want everyone to know Flan Scar is now officially my band.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Flan Scar! And we just shoot like caramel magma
burn
out at everybody.
Up.
Oh! Yeah. Thank you. We're selling ointment at the merch booth. Yeah. Wallace.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah,
hi. Food injuries.
Merch booth.
Okay. So, disclaimer on this one, I still feel terrible about this, but I make pico de gallo, and I make it super spicy. I like all my food super spicy.
I'm with you.
And so I'm done with it. I put it to a container, and then the next day I go to make some more tacos, and my son, who's 11 months old, who's walking now, comes by the refrigerator, and somehow one tiny little drop of this pico de gallo in this food container goes right into his eye.
Oh, God!
I felt so bad, and he immediately started like shaking from it, and he was just screaming.
What part's worse, the pico or the de gallo?
The problem is like as an adult, I've had jalapeno in my eye, and it's terrible.
Oh.
But you can understand what's happening. A baby is just like.
It's like a.
What the hell are you like? They don't understand why it's happening to them. They're just
why mommy
they
just
want, yes, they, yeah. Literally like therapy when they're 28 is like my earliest memory. My mom putting something in my eye.
Pico de gallo.
Oh dear God, I hope not.
You don't rinse it out. You're not supposed to. You can't rinse it out with water. You're not supposed.
You can't.
To.
No,
sort of saline
I just had to wipe his eye and put like a cold towel.
Yeah.
On it,
that's
but oh my gosh, he was in. This was like a week ago, and so I'm like, oh please, don't
oh fresh injury.
This.
No, he's gonna remember that forever. Thank you, Wallace. Ember,
yay,
food injury.
I was eating a piece of cheese pizza, and it had just come out of the oven. It was nice and hot, and the cheese stuck to the roof of my mouth. And I peeled it off, and about a half hour later, the big blister that had formed on the top of my mouth popped.
Oh!
And I
felt
nothing in those blisters.
No!
It did not taste good.
No!
Oh!
So salty.
And then for about a week after, I was wiping skin off the roof of my mouth.
Oh, get out, Ember.
It was horrible. Oh, the blister pop.
It's not pus. It's more liquidy, though,
it's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. 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 That's amazing.
That is...
Thank you, Ember.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Olivia.
Yeah.
Food injuries.
Yay. Okay. So I was eating a candy bar, and I was hanging out with my boyfriend at the time. And then one thing led to another, and I gave him special kisses. And he was allergic to peanuts, and there was peanuts in the candy bar that I ate. So he broke out with hives all over his daddy's car. No!
Is that what happened? Snickers, wasn't it? Salted nut roll. Do it every time. So wait, now he's... Oh my God.
Just hives. If only it had been swelling, it would have been okay. Slacker and Steve.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.